Today, the Alaska Board of Fisheries adopted an emergency petition filed by the city of Adak to open state waters in the Western Aleutians to commercial fishing. The waters in this region have been closed since January 1st because of federal regulation meant to protect the endangered western stock of Steller sea lions. The city of Adak filed an emergency petition in December, requesting that vessels under 60 feet be able to harvest Pacific cod within 3 miles of Adak shores. Mike Swetsoff, the mayor of Adak, argues that there has been no decline in the Steller sea lion population in the area between Atka and Tanaga Island, and that the total closure of the Pacific cod parallel fishery would have a devastating economic impact on the community, which relies on fish taxes for revenue.
We already lost $500,000 because of the boats not being able to fish out there.
For the past 4 days, the Board of Fisheries has been discussing the petition in Anchorage, and this morning, they unanimously approved it. This action gives the parallel fishery a 120-day reprieve from the federal regulation, and it limits the fishery to vessels 58 feet and under for the longline fleet, and 60 feet and under for the pot, trawl, and jig fleets. Members of the Board of Fisheries expressed confidence that opening the parallel fishery would not have an adverse environmental impact. Here's Board Member John Jensen.
I believe if this were to be adopted, I don't think it's going to create any conservation concerns.
But even though the emergency petition is meant to provide immediate relief to the city of Adak, Mayor Swetsoff says that he doesn't anticipate any big cod deliveries in the next couple of weeks. The primary reason the city filed the petition was so they could appeal for a permanent opening, and so that they could have the matter addressed promptly instead of the next calendar year.
Down the road, we might be looking at trying to create Adak area as another different biomass, because it's not the same cod as the rest of this Aleutian chain. So if we can do that and get our own quota, then that'd be our ultimate goal.
Doug DeMaster is the science director at the National Marine Fisheries Service's Alaska Fisheries Science Center, and he oversaw the drafting of the Steller Sea Lion Biological Opinion, which concluded that the western stock was suffering from poor nutrition. He says that the decision to open these state waters could trigger another Endangered Species Act consultation and lead to a new biological opinion.
If the assumption made in the biological opinion was that the parallel fisheries in the state would be managed according with the federal regs that are in place, if that isn't the case, so if there's a difference between the management and state waters of the and federal waters of these parallel fisheries, then that would likely change the background environment, and that would require consultation.
This isn't the first state challenge to the closures of the Pacific cod and Atka mackerel fisheries, which have been mandated under the Endangered Species Act. In December, the state of Alaska filed a lawsuit over the regulations, and Governor Sean Parnell criticized the scientific research behind the decision. A number of commercial fishing groups have also filed suit against NIMS in an effort to open the affected fisheries. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.